Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm your host, Lisa Hollinger. Recently, I had the opportunity to listen to a motivational speaker named Les Brown speak to a large audience. He was engaging and funny, and his message was incredibly powerful. But what was really interesting was his background. Les Brown was born in an abandoned building in Miami, Florida, and he was adopted 6 weeks later by Mrs. Mamie Brown. She was a remarkable woman. She was 38, she was single, she was a cafeteria cook and a domestic worker. She had a limited education and financial means, but she obviously had a big heart, and she had the desire to care for Les Brown, and he even had a twin brother, Wesley Brown. She was a great lady to agree to take on that responsibility, and especially as a single mother. In the fifth grade, Les Brown was mistakenly declared educably mentally retarded, and he was placed back in the fourth grade, and then he later failed the eighth grade due to his inattention to schoolwork, his restless energy, and his teacher's failure to recognize his true potential. He was referred to as DT for dumb twin. That label and stigma severely damaged his self-esteem for many years, and of course it would. That's a horrible thing to be labeled as. But his mother believed in him, and he also was determined to achieve and succeed in his life. On his website, lesbrown.org, it summarizes some of his successes. His website says, Les Brown rose from a hip-talking morning DJ to broadcast manager, from community activist to community leader. From political commentator to three-term state legislator in Ohio, and from a banquet and nightclub MC to premier keynote speaker for audiences as big as 80,000 people, including Fortune 500 companies and organizations all over the world. Les Brown is an amazing man, and his mother was amazing as well. And on his website, he basically gives all the credit to her and says that everything that he is because of her. She really gave Les and his brother Wesley a huge gift, the chance to become something more than they both otherwise would have become without her help. And that's true of every parent. Yours is the opportunity to give that to your children every day. At this time of year, we focus on giving gifts to spouses, children, other family members, and friends. But how do we receive gifts that are given to us? That's the subject of this next story we wanted to share with you today. This is from President Dieter F. Uchtdorf, and it's from a talk he gave in the First Presidency Christmas Devotional, December 2012, entitled The Good and Grateful Receiver. Here's the story in his own words.
At Christmas time, we talk a lot about giving, and we all know that it is more blessed to give than to receive. But I wonder if sometimes we disregard or even disparage the importance of being a good receiver. On a Christmas day many years ago, a young girl received a beautiful beading kit. The girl's father suggested that she make something for one of her relatives who had assembled for a family party. The girl's face lit up, and she went to work creating what she thought would be a perfect gift. She picked out the person she wanted to make it for, an elderly aunt with an unhappy face and a harsh personality. Perhaps if I make her a bracelet, the little girl thought, it will make her happy. And so she carefully selected each bead and did her very best to make this a special gift for her aunt. When she finally finished, she approached her aunt, handed her the bracelet, and told her she had designed it and made it just for her. Silence descended on the room as the aunt picked up the bracelet with her finger and thumb as though she were holding a string of slimy snails. She looked at the gift, squinted her eyes, and scrunched up her nose and dropped the bracelet back into the hands of the little girl. She then turned away from her without saying one word and began talking to someone else. The little girl blushed with embarrassment. With deep disappointment, she quietly walked out of the room. Her parents attempted to console her. They tried to help her understand that the bracelet was beautiful, regardless of her aunt's insensitive reaction. But the little girl couldn't help feeling unhappy every time she thought of this experience. Decades have passed, and the little girl, now an aunt herself, still remembers with a bit of sadness that day when her childlike gift was refused. Every gift that is offered to us, especially a gift that comes from the heart, is an opportunity to build or strengthen our bond of love. When we're good and grateful receivers, we open a door to deepen our relationship with the giver of this gift. But when we fail to appreciate or even reject a gift, we not only hurt those who extend themselves to us, but in some way we harm ourselves as well. The Savior taught that unless we become as little children, we shall not enter the kingdom of heaven. As we watch the excitement and wonder of children at this time of the year, perhaps we can remind ourselves to rediscover and reclaim a precious and glorious attribute of children, the ability to receive graciously and with gratitude.
That story is a great reminder about receiving gifts graciously, because let's be honest, there are going to be gifts that people give us that might not be our color or our favorite style or something that we would even wear or something that we even like to do. But as we receive graciously the gifts that are given to us and express that graciousness, that really is the most important lasting impression to leave with someone, and especially with a child. Well, that's our show for today. Thank you for being with us. If you have any suggestions, comments, or stories you'd like to share with us, especially a Christmas story, we'd love to receive it. Send us an email at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org, or you can post on our Facebook wall today. This has been another episode of Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And the song of the day we'd like to leave you with today is entitled The Gift, and it's featuring Ryan Shoup and the Rubber Band. Thanks again for joining us. Have a great day.
The wise men came from many miles away to see what the prophecy foretold. Miraculous surprise, and the tears came to their eyes, and they said, "He's got the gift." And shepherds from afar, they followed through the star, and the king, he shook his head in disbelief. So hear the angels sing, let salvation ring. He's got the gift. So come all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh come ye to Bethlehem. The people gather round to hear his voice, the sound of truth and prophecy unfold. Loaves and fishes fed, 5,000 people said, he's got the gift. And merciful and kind, he even healed the blind and caused the blind, the lame to walk again. But his fame grew far and wide, and it could not be denied, he's got the gift. So come all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh come ye to to Bethlehem. And on his shoulders bore the cross and so much more, and on his head a crown of thorns. But his death it had to be for all the world to see. He's got the gift, 'cause only he could give, and only he could live and rise again to conquer death and sin. So hear the angels sing, let salvation ring. He's got the gift, so come on, ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh, come ye, oh, come ye, to Bethlehem. I say, sing choirs of angels, exaltation, Christ the Lord is born. I say, sing choirs of angels, sing in exaltation.